Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today, this is an episode about musings about life, because let's face it, sometimes life can get a little bit out of control, and that is exactly how I've been feeling the last 10 days or so. The kids are back in school and it feels like I just haven't caught my breath. So I sat down and made a list of all the things I was trying to accomplish. What I know is that order is such an important part of my calm. If you remember back at episode 381, we talked about personal core values and how they determine your emotional state. And what I know is that when things feel out of order, when things feel too random, it causes my mind to feel like I can't get any control. And when that happens, I am not a happy camper. I say all the time that randomness causes overwhelm. And that is exactly what I was feeling because I had so many things on my list and nothing felt like it had a place. And the things just became too much. In my email, oh my gosh, it was basically like a global to-do list, and that's such a bad idea on so many levels, but this is exactly what I had been doing. And so the past weekend, I sat down and I got to work. I needed to regain some order. I made a list of all the things I wanted to accomplish, including ordering the choir uniforms for my daughter and paying her music department dues for school, ordering the music t-shirt for my son and scheduling the orthodontist appointment and rescheduling the allergist appointment and ordering a comforter for a bed and cleaning out the laundry room. I mean, there were so many things that were just on the list that needed to get done, including going through my email because I had hundreds of emails that were unread and that needed some attention. Something needed to happen with that. And then let's face it, when I started going through it, I had thousands of emails that were just spam and nothing really needed to happen. I just needed to delete them. So I spent hours with my laptop on my lap, pun, while I sat next to my husband and we watched college football on Saturday. And I was just processing email. And after a couple thousand emails, I felt like I was finally starting to gain back that control because I was finally starting to see that there was a little bit more order. I also encouraged my kids to do a 1 hour, quote, follow me around the house and help me with things, end quote. Literally, that's what I said to my kids. It's this process. If you listen back to episode 476, we talked about this as one of the things that you can do to help stay motivated when you have a bunch of things you don't really want to do. And I do this with my kids all the time. And we did it this weekend and we cleaned up the laundry room. We went through all the dress up clothes and costumes that the children had over the years. And they, most of them clearly did not fit them. And we got them all ready to donate for Halloween coming up. And there were just so many easy things that I just hadn't prioritized. I had them organize our Tupperware drawers, which felt totally out of order. We're making lunches for school and I didn't always have a top to match the bottom of the Tupperware. And that is so annoying. So we organized the Tupperware drawers and now like they're gorgeous and my life feels calm. I just love it so much. And the little things like that can really go a long way to help your mental health, to helps me by feeling like I can tackle the day and help me feel like I can start to see order, which then brings me to that calm feeling that I'm after. So on Monday morning, I had a small list of places that I needed to call because business hours. And then I had my proactive tasks that I wanted to accomplish, my daily big three. I feel so much better. And I just wanted to share this with you because anyone can go down the spiral. And what I've done might help you. Maybe you can use these tips and it can bring you out of the spiral. Now, this may work for some of you and not for others, but if you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few hours and really try to crush as many things as you can and see how it makes you feel. I'd love to hear what tips or hacks work for you when you're feeling completely overwhelmed. And remember, kindness is contagious.